Forecast for today, mainly sunny, high around the mid-70s. Forecast details are on the way. No announcement made on exactly where in southeast Wisconsin Foxconn would be locating that new manufacturing facility. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave putting out a statement that says the county would welcome this type of investment, but, quote, "It's our policy not to comment on speculation around potential development opportunities." He said when and if there is further information to share, then county officials will engage in a full dialogue with the community. Without the exact location, it's kind of difficult for some state lawmakers from Racine and Kenosha counties to react to the announcement, except for the general enthusiasm. Racine Representative Corey Mason, the Democrat who's going to be running for mayor in the upcoming special election, said it definitely is exciting, but having enough workers qualified for those thousands of jobs being promoted, that is something to consider.
Do we have the job training in place and the apprenticeship model in place so that there's enough workers to actually build the facilities and ultimately work at the facility when it's there? Certainly, you know, it's great that they're going to locate this right in our backyard. I'm interested in thinking through how we get as many people from the local area who might want to be qualified or become qualified to take advantage of it, just to help get people back to work in what are hopefully good family-supporting wages.
Representative Mason noting a project of this size has never been presented in Wisconsin, looking to those in education, including Gateway, to play a role in helping fill those jobs. UW Parkside Chancellor Debbie Ford putting out a statement says the keystone of any business decision is the availability of talent. She says Parkside will continue to work closely with community and business partners to ensure that they have the necessary talent for a long-term success. Foxconn not the only big company making news. Amazon announcing it's going to put thousands of new workers into its fulfillment centers across the country, including in Kenosha County. There will be job fairs taking place at those locations next Wednesday, August 2nd. Amazon Jobs Day is what it's being called, and jobs will be filled on the spot. They'll be going from 8 o'clock in the morning until noon that day at each of the fulfillment centers. The disciplinary process for alcohol licenses in the city of Racine may be changing in the near future due to concerns raised by the city attorney's office based on past history and legal challenges in recent years. City Attorney Scott Letney explaining to the council's committee of the whole, licenses are a property right, due process a constitutional issue. Racine's process doesn't exactly match up to state statute.
At the due process hearing, the burden is on the licensee that the license should be retained. Our process, as I understand it now, is the city or the prosecutor, the outside counsel typically, is proving that the license should be taken away. By law, the burden is on the licensee to demonstrate their license. They should be able to keep their license, and that is an important consideration.
Among the suggestions that a special committee be formed and that a demerit point system be instituted. Meanwhile, the next committee of the whole meeting on the issue is in 30 to 60 days. The South Shore Fire Department pulled its full-time fire rescue units out of the Lake Park Station about 3.5 years ago. Now the question is, what do we do with the building? The Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee talked about it yesterday. Village President Dave DeGroote said discussion about what ought to happen kind of died after the last election. Says he's willing to form a special small committee to take a look.
Instead of, you know, just jumping into condemning it and you know, turning it back into parkland or whatever, I think that some of those issues could be explored. I don't know that we have to have a big wrap session at the board level about that, because we've just kind of added this out now. But if you want me to put together a little committee, a little ad hoc.
I would like that. We could at least get some discussion on it.
That's Village Trustee Kenneth Twoska there. The problems with the building include lack of ADA compliance, a failing sewer line, asbestos in the floors and ceilings. One-time president of Bukacek Construction, Nick Bukacek, being remembered. He passed away last Sunday at the age of 57 after he'd retired to DeSoto, Wisconsin. Worked his way up through the company, retired as president in 2005. His memorial service next Monday. Nathan DeGroote, a member of the 2005 Park High School football state championship team, being remembered after his passing on Monday. He was 29. His funeral service is Saturday. The funeral service for Milt Underbrink of Racine is coming Saturday after his passing last Sunday. He was 91. Underbrink chosen to the State Bowling Association Hall of Fame in 1996, having served different times as president and secretary treasurer of the Racine Bowling Association. State Senator Van Wongard's district includes parts of Racine and Kenosha counties, including the area in Mount Pleasant, believed to be under consideration for the Foxconn complex. Says he's confident it's going to be built in that area. Wongart says negotiations are still taking place. The exact location for the plant still unknown at this point. Doesn't know all the details about the incentive package being offered to Foxconn, but expects it will be close to the $3 billion mentioned by Governor Walker at the big announcement yesterday.
That commitment would be, what does that come out to, about $200 million a year in incentives. And those packages, you know, you got to look to wait to see what the package is. And so when we see what that memorandum of understanding is between the negotiators, what the Gov's team has negotiated and the company's team, we'll have a better idea of how to put that package together.
Wongart noting the project will also offer other effects on the region, like an anticipated 50,000 construction jobs.
So there's going to be so many things for this domino effect that are going to happen that are going to be desk positives for our entire area. This is mind-boggling. This is so exciting to have this happening right here. We've been prepping for this for a long time.
He says a legislative working group is going to be formed. We'll review the incentive package, which he notes would be paid out over 15 years. If you have plans to attend the Racine County Fair today through Sunday, you better be aware Highway 45 at Highway C is closed because of construction. You will need to find an alternate route. Also be aware that the Sheriff's Department is monitoring the construction area, which is only open to local traffic, homes or businesses or other locations to be reached. One accident involved a car striking the back of a stopped water tanker truck, resulting in a broken leg for the driver, as well as a citation. The Racine County Board voted to add 4 new employees to the Human Services Department's Youth and Families Division to deal with a surge in out-of-home placements of at-risk children. Circuit Court Judge Wynn Loffenberg urged the board to approve the resolution. Dan Barron with the Community Impact Program said the problem is only going to get worse.
The dollars that are being requested as part of Resolution 21734 are more than just extra. They're critical. And, you know, until we get ahead of this wave of the opiate addictions and all the misery that kind of goes hand in hand with that, it's not going to get better.
Racine County Human Services Director Hope Otto warned it's going to take some time to reverse the trend, but she urged the supervisors to approve the changes to deal with the current crisis.
We need to be preventative. We need to do early mental health identification, and we need to make an investment in this. And if we don't, we can't expect for things to change next year. And I would be coming forth in a reactive manner, asking just for funds to be able to make us whole in our budget rather than a solution to address the problem.
She said her department right now is over the projection for out-of-home placements by about 100 children. That's a 40% increase. It's the highest level in more than 20 years. The county board approved the addition of 2 supervisors and 2 staff members, the funding to come mainly from reserves in the human services budget. Fire caused about $6,000 damage to a home at 3205 Moreland Avenue on Racine's far southwest side. An oven caught fire for unexplained reasons. The owner calling 911 after first trying to put out the flames herself. A fire department news release indicates that she and her 4 children escaped without injury. Crews containing the fire to the kitchen with light smoke reaching the second floor. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that the State Department is warning American tourists about possibly tainted alcohol at resorts in Mexico. This after reports one young woman died and dozens more people got sick or blacked out after drinking just small amounts. The travelers indicate the victims were young and old, men and women, singles and couples, blacking out after drinking at the all-inclusive resorts where food and drinks are included in the price of accommodations. Police in Kenosha investigating a pair of drug overdoses early this morning. Fire department paramedics and police sent to a residence in the 2200 block of 66th Street. Joint Services Dispatch was giving CPR instructions at one point for one of the victims. An almost immediate request was made for some additional personnel, including a battalion chief. But there's been nothing from Kenosha police to this point about the outcome of that rescue call. Leaders from the foster care program of Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan scheduled to testify at an informational hearing on the task force for foster care in the state assembly. The bipartisan task force is led by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It's charged with developing ideas to improve the out-of-home care system in the state, which serves more than 7,000 children. Southeast Wisconsin to see significant gains in new construction, unit sales, increased values with the Foxconn development. This is according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. A news release from the group points to the Racine Kenosha Walworth market showing solid gains in unit sales in recent years. And with the additional jobs, thousands with Foxconn, more new homes, condos, and apartment buildings are going to need to be built, which will only grow the market. The release says the scale of new growth might be similar to what the city of Milwaukee experienced after World War II, acre upon acre of new housing and commercial development radiating out to the south, the west, and the north. City of Madison has a procedure on due process hearings and revocations for alcohol licenses that aldermen in the city of Racine might use as an example for potential change in the near future. The city attorney's office starting the ball rolling there in Madison. Michael Donnelly, vice chair of the License Review Committee, says the Madison group is comprised of six citizens and three alders.
It is explicitly prohibited that an alder cannot be the chair of the ALRC or of any ALRC subcommittee. We do have one alder on the subcommittee, and yes, the members elect their own chair and vice chair.
He explained that the city has one of its attorneys prosecute a case, while another is a counsel to the review panel, but there is a firewall on the latter to help maintain objectivity.
You know, he isn't part of the investigation. He isn't part of writing up charges. He is in no way part of the city attorney's office's decision to bring something to ALRC and try for revocation or non-renewal. But when we have questions, we are able to ask him. So we regularly ask him, you know, are we allowed to do this?
And Donnelly mentioned a previous density ordinance proving unsuccessful in Madison's downtown. Plus, the size of a business, he said, as well as its proximity, does not make a difference.
We would look at heat maps where you see a bunch of calls for service from Madison Police Department around one establishment. And then that place closes, and 6 months later, a new business opens with a similar concept in the same location, and there's nothing. There's no problems, because it's people who have problems, not businesses.
He talked about the city of Madison eliminating the percentage of food with a restaurant for a liquor license application, and that the point system has been big for them. The Racine Council's Committee of the Whole will be talking more about potential changes like a point system and a new committee to the city's current revocation and due process system within the next 30 to 60 days. The Racine County Fair is underway at Old Settlers Park in Union Grove. Burlington High School graduate Sarah Yulgin, now attending UW-Platteville, named the fairest of the fair last night. The Racine County Fair runs through Sunday night. There's a dollar from each paid admission today between 5:30 p.m. and closing time that'll be going to help the flood victims, a relief account set up at Community State Bank, same as with a portion of today's beer sales at the grandstand. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.